All right, we're back, right back at it. It's almost like the playoffs here for the podcast. No nights off for us. We're just ready to go. So it is late Tuesday because, we had a late Monday, so why not just have a late Tuesday as well and just keep the I'm getting too old for late nights, man. I don't know. So we're here to talk about playoffs because teams that didn't want it finally settled it. It's over. The Eastern Conference wild card race has officially come to an end. It seemed like no one really wanted it. Maybe Pittsburgh, but we know what we say about Pittsburgh. That's why.
Fuck the flightless birds.
There we go. See, this is why it's late night. This is why Nick's a step. Nick's on a delay.
No, Nick is angry.
Nick is angry because of degeneration gambling, but that's besides the point. So we now know after a terrific showing by the Rangers against the Ottawa Senators last night, taking care of business and wrapping up not just the Metropolitan Division, which was crucial, but the Eastern Conference, as well as the President's Trophy, taking it for the first time since the 2014-2015 season. Stick taps to the commenter on TikTok for catching the snafu by
Hi,
us,
Chris. It was not
by
my
me.
snafu.
It was me. It was 100% me. Listen, man, we have fired our social media person.
Oh, so Chris
He
fired himself, everyone.
is no longer allowed to post. No. But anyways, first ice is 2014-2015 season, where we faced the Capitals the last time. It's been 9 years since the last time the Rangers and Capitals faced off against each other. And how did that series end, Nick?
Step on in overtime. The Rangers move on to Tampa.
I was gonna say much to your chagrin, but I know it wasn't.
It
It was
wasn't.
one of the
But
one of
I
the highlight goal of Stepan for sure. Just a huge goal, beating the sprawling Holtby. I still to this day don't know how Stepan got as open as he did.
it started with a drive by Girardi, save and a rebound. Step on in overtime.
So it's a rematch. The Eastern Conference playoff format right now, the matchups are crazy, which we'll talk on in a second. But yeah, Nick and I were watching this Flyers Caps game just because the scenarios that were playing out, even to the dying end,
Well, it was just
were.
because I really did want to see Torts pull the
I mean, he
goalie.
did.
And he did.
It took
Like,
him a
but
while because they didn't want the puck.
I also was watching for my own selfish reasons because I am in the Stanley Cup finals of our fantasy hockey league. And I picked up Charlie Lindgren before Monday night's game where he got me a nice shutout against the Boston Bruins. So and then they started him again off the back to back, and Lingering got another win for me. So it has put me in the lead, as Chris knows. This fantasy hockey championship is,
Oh boy.
I've had to work hard to claw back and get back into the
You
lead.
dealt with a lot of adversity like the Rangers. Oh
That's right. That's right. My team is battle tested.
my God. Oh, I'm
We
gonna hear
have.
about this all summer. Oh
We have
God.
faced and overcome adversity all year. So, suck on that.
So let's talk about really quick before we jump into the playoffs. This is gonna be probably a shorter episode than usual.
And everybody who's listening says, thank God.
That's not true. Why do you have to be like that?
It's a joke.
Why do you have to do
Jeez.
that, man?
Oh
Last
my
night at the
God.
Garden, it was playoff hockey. The atmosphere. Obviously, Ottawa is Ottawa, but the Rangers came out. Mika looked like he was on a mission. It was some of the best that Mika has looked in a while.
5 on 5. Mika was engaged 5
Five on
on
five,
5.
yeah. I mean, he made some hits.
Yep, he was super engaged. He was all over the ice. Him and Roslovic were really playing well. They were really moving. They were creating a lot of opportunities. I think Kreider looked good as a playmaker. I mean, he had two really nice assists,
Those assists were
but
beautiful.
didn't see as much from him 5-on-5. He definitely showed up, on the penalty kill. I thought he was probably the weakest link out of the three of them on that top line at even strength. But that's not to say that he had a bad game. I just think that Mika and Roslovic were just playing at another gear, and they were showing another level.
Well, and Roslovic needed that goal. The opening goal, which turned out to be the game winner to seal everything up for the Rangers, comes off of a beautiful feed from Kreider to Roslovic. He needed that in the worst way. Mika or Panarin, hearing the
He
chance
wanted
of
50.
MVP, he wanted
He
50.
wanted 50.
Igor absolutely dialed in. I mean, Trouba, it was some of the better hockey that you've seen from Trouba in a while.
I
And
thought it was a standout game for Miller and Schneider.
Miller
I
and
thought they
Schneider
were
pairing has to stay together.
best pair on the. But it goes back to what we had talked about a couple episodes ago, where Jacob Trouba was miscast by the New York Rangers. He is not a shutdown defenseman. The fact that this organization thinks that he is just shows that their pro scouts misevaluated him, because he was never that guy. That was never his game. He was always an offensive defenseman. So to put him with a guy like Miller because Trouba can play physically was just, it was doing a disservice to both players.
But Miller and
So,
Schneider together have been, they're just, I mean, you could use the argument that that's the best pairing we've got right now.
they have been peanut butter and jelly.
I mean, I would like to see, I don't know what's going on with Gustafsson. I would like to see Jones in the lineup. I think Jones has played far better. And I think that was something that you and I had talked about a couple episodes too. But anyways, the Rangers set themselves up not well. They take care of business on their end. Then we get to tonight's action where Detroit, who was just trying to throw it away, somehow
Two nights in a row.
two
Two nights
nights
in
in
a
a
row.
row, 3 seconds left in the game tonight, they tie it to make it dramatic. And then you're sitting here and you're looking at it, and then it was even like the tiebreakers were crazy. There was a tiebreaker you were talking about yesterday for Philly, for everything to go right for Philly. There was like six steps that had to happen. It was absolutely stupid.
It would have been with them in the Capitals that if they finished with the same amount of points, Philly would have made it in over Washington, because Philly has the better goal differential than Washington, because Washington finished the year at a minus 37 goal differential.
Yeah, it was wild. And then we're sitting there, and even with the game, even with, Detroit going to overtime, you knew that it was, with Detroit, even with tying the game, you knew it was over for Philly at that point. And that was like, I think, what, about four minutes left in the game for them. So you knew it was over. But then you're sitting there and you're going, well, Washington scores to go up 2-1. And you're like, well, wait a second. If Philly somehow, if Detroit wins, Philly somehow ties this game and then beats Washington, somehow the Detroit Red Wings could still jump back in. And you're sitting here going, this is nuts. But it ends up creating
It was wild.
a playoffs, the playoff matchups in the East really are terrific. The West is still, technically undecided because of the Kings and Golden Knights, even though the likelihood is that those two teams will flip.
And shout out to the Boston Bruins for intentionally throwing the division to play the
To
Toronto
play
Maple Leafs.
Toronto.
I salute you guys for your service, because that I could respect that. Well done. So I actually hope that Boston beats Toronto. That would be fantastic in so many ways.
Again, it goes back to set up what has become really during the late 2010s or early, I'm sorry, early to mid 2010s, an epic playoff rivalry almost seemingly annually. With the Washington Capitals and New York Rangers. The Rangers have taken the last three in a row. They've won every game. Every series has gone seven. Knock
The
on
last
wood, this
three.
one,
Well,
this
no.
three. Yeah,
Actually,
no, the
wait,
last three.
no. Even more than that. Wait, I don't think
2000, yeah,
20.
2009. 2009, when the Caps won, it went seven.
Because we blew that series. We were up 3-1 in that series. But 2011, I can't remember if that one went seven or not.
No, it went five. Caps
They
won
went
that in
five.
five.
Oh, that was the series where Boudreaux, because that was the series
Can
where
you hear
Boudreaux
us?
said that MSG was a dump, and
Yeah, can you hear us?
the origin of the "Can you hear
And
us?"
then we
and
blew the game.
yeah.
So, I mean, it's a tight playoff history. Those teams were very different. To me, this series, I look at it, it's like a five-game series. The Rangers need to do what they should have did 2 years ago against Pittsburgh. They need to take care of business and wrap this one up early. Wrap it up in five. Four would be even greater. But if this series goes more than that, this is not the same Capitals team by any sense of.
Look, Washington's gassed. You and I, we saw it tonight. We were
Oh,
commenting
they
on
looked burned out in this game.
they were getting outplayed by Philadelphia. Washington definitely did play more defensively tonight. They were definitely playing not to lose as opposed to trying and winning. But
Which I get. I mean, I get it.
you could tell that they were out of gas though. Their legs were just gone, and they were relying on Lindgren to win the game for them.
And Lindgren's been huge for
Which to
them.
his credit, he has been a godsend for them.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that firsthand this season with how good Lindgren's been in net. No knock on there. That's going to be a great goalie matchup.
I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna try I'm gonna I'm trying to be as diplomatic about this as I possibly can and not put down the Capitals. But the Capitals and the Rangers are just two teams going in completely different directions.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. The only similarity on this from because don't forget those early Caps teams were perennial cup contenders. They were stacked. Those were teams that could have gone, the distance, and for whatever reason, whether it was they ran into us or, the
The
Penguins,
Penguins.
it was the Penguins were their, Achilles heel for years. This team, it's different. It's very different. They're on the back. They're on the last, they're on the 16th, 17th, 18th hole of the back nine. And this is like last hurrah. So I'm expecting them to come out and go balls out, especially Ovi, but it's just what gas do they have left in the tank? And this Rangers team is just there's too much there. There's too much. They can't let this go longer than five. They really can't. So it's
If
gonna
this
be
goes longer than five, it's a huge indictment on the Rangers.
I don't know about huge indictment, but it's not a good look. It's definitely
If
not a good look.
this series goes longer than five, it is an indictment on the Rangers, and it will show. I don't want to speak in too many definitives because then, but this series, the Rangers need to take care of business, and they need to do it
Yeah,
in
that's
five
it.
games or
Just take
less.
care of it.
They're better. They need to show that they're the better team. Honestly, they need to go up 2 or 3-0 in this series to start. And then if you give one back to Washington, okay, whatever, it happens. But then you close it out in five. They need to show the killer instinct that we haven't. The last time we saw a Ranger team that showed the killer instinct was the 2014-15 Rangers that beat the Penguins in five. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, you're not looking to have the last three series have gone seven. You're not looking for that. There's no reason for it. It's been a postseason history that's gone back to 86. It's pretty damn even. 86, the Rangers won in six. 90, Caps won in five. 91, Caps won in six. 94, that year, Rangers won in five. 09, Caps 1 and 7, 11, Caps 1 and 5, 12, 13, and 15, Rangers 1 and 7. So this is one of those, like we talked about in our podcast episode yesterday, where rivalries are built and burnt in the playoffs. This is one of them. So this is going to be, it's going to be a fun series. I'm looking forward to it. I think this is a better matchup to me than any of the other ones that they could have gotten, just for kind of excitement and overall anything. I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't wait till Sunday. Sunday's going to be fucking awesome. But the rest of the conference sets up outrageous with the Rangers taking the top spot and with Boston flopping their last two games. The Bruins are going to we obviously have the Caps. The Panthers take on Tampa, so the Battle of Florida, which is going to be a hellacious series. That's going to be a monster. And then you have Boston Toronto, which is going to be a monster. And then you have the Hurricanes Islanders rematch from was it wasn't last year or 2 years ago, I think, or something.
I want to say it was 2 years ago.
But you got a lot of good freaking playoff hockey coming. The NHL's got to be like, I know, like the wild card was a shit show of nobody wanted it. It created drama, but it's set up a phenomenal opening round. I mean, this is going to be a barn burner of an opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, and that's why I say the Rangers need to take care of business here, because Boston, Toronto are going to beat the snot out of each other. Florida, Tampa are going to beat the snot out of each other. And the likelihood is Carolina and Islanders are going to be beating each other up too. So you take care of business and come out and get ready for the second round here. And hopefully keep the good vibes rolling from this team, which were evident from John Brantzy all the way down to Nick meeting Ray Castoli out in the parking garage at Madison Square Garden, who was incredibly kind enough to take a photo with Nick.
That was pretty
And where
awesome.
I was incredibly kind enough to take a photo of them. Where I do a really good job with that. I do a really good job taking photos.
Yes, you are my personal photographer. Thank you.
And I didn't even have a drink that night.
Yes, you
I
did.
had a beer. A beer. I had a beer. Not the Kreider photo though. That was
Yeah, no, the Crowder photo, you were as drunk as drunk could
All
be,
right,
and
so
you actually fell off the
I was
sidewalk
falling into
in the
what,
traffic.
7th Avenue
Yeah.
while trying to take that photo. I still got it off though. That's all right. That's what matters. It still happened. All right. Two things before we're done. One thing, stupid. Are you lopping off the beard and going for the playoff shot?
I'm gonna shave it tomorrow morning.
This is going bye-bye.
I'm gonna shave tomorrow morning.
Here we go.
It's
And I know it doesn't
it
mean the damn thing, but this is something big for the
is
year.
tradition as started by the New
Tradition.
York
Oh
Rangers.
yeah, mention that by the way. Who broke that info? Because that was a
It
an
so it was
Islanders thing. The Islanders always pine that they started that in the 80s, right?
it
Or
was it was
70s?
it was it was mentioned by Jeff Merrick on the 32 Thoughts podcast about 2 weeks ago. He because everybody I always believed it was the Islanders that started the playoff beard, but it turns out it was Derek Sanderson when he was part of the New York Rangers. He shaved his mustache and grew a full beard for the playoffs, and everybody on the Rangers followed suit that year. So it was actually the New York Rangers who started the playoff beards. And we got ripped off by the New York Islanders because, as the New York Islanders do, they copy everybody else.
I love it. I
So,
love it.
yeah.
All right. To close out, something very sad. Not to close out on a downer, but I gotta say something about this because this is important to me. And this is something that has been yesterday the news came out. And I know we don't jump in cross sports too much. We don't do it, but I think this has relevancy. Nick and I kind of talked about this yesterday and a little bit even today. And Nick actually had a really good idea, which I'm gonna have him mention. But obviously, the news of John Sterling retiring immediately as radio announcer of the New York Yankees, and you knew it's been coming, right? Like you knew. I mean, John is well up there in age. But it was one of those things where, when it happens, and in this case, it happened so suddenly. It wasn't like an announcement of, "Hey, this is the final year," so you get more of the it is high, it is far, it is. Caught it a lot, but you miss some of the epic home run calls, the Yankees win, the Yankees win. Those are gone, in the like that, gone forever. And that was something, growing up, if you grew up a Yankee fan, pretty much for God, I mean, it's,
The last 30 years.
yeah, I mean, the 90s on out for me, listening to John Sterling was, that's for me, that was that Sam and JD. Still, I haven't gotten over JD being not being in the booth for the Rangers. So not being able, so having John go is a tremendous loss to a lot of Yankee fans, and just in something that has become an everyday staple of just normalcy. And it made me think about it, because it's been brought up and the topics have come up more and more, especially this year, is we're getting close to the point in time where it's Sam is going to be on that list of no longer broadcasting. And that's, for all the stuff that we for all the things and missing players and things of that nature, that one is going to be, because as much as I am Yankees, the Rangers are my life practically. I mean, if I didn't have kids, the Rangers are, I mean, that's what it is. Like, like as a fan, like this is, it's in your blood. So people like a John Sterling, a Sam Rosen, it's almost like they become part of your family. And to have them gone is a tough pill to swallow. And I just want to say, for me as a fan, even though I know what I say doesn't matter at all, but I just thank John Sterling for the memories. Just tremendous memories throughout the year, the years. But Nick actually had a good point, because I asked, obviously they're celebrating John Sterling this weekend on Saturday. But I said, when Sam decides to retire or retires or however it plays out, what do you think the Rangers, does Dolan and does the Garden do something? Do they say, hey, you know what? Sam Rosen is going to get a banner or some kind of recognition at the Garden. And Nick actually brought up something I thought was a phenomenal thing. So I'm going to let Nick close with that.
I think they named the broadcast booth after him. I don't know how you don't, I don't know how you don't name it the Sam Rosen broadcast booth. Like, it's just, I mean, Sam's been lead play by play for the Rangers for 40 years now. I mean, he's been the voice of New York Ranger hockey. I mean, one of the most iconic moments in Ranger history, the 94 cup win. And it's Sam Rosen. This one will last a lifetime. The waiting is over. Like, it's synonymous. You can't think of the 94 cup team and, think of that celebration without hearing the waiting is over. The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions. And this one will last a lifetime. Like, it's just, it's one and 1A. Like, they just, like I said about Miller and Schneider being peanut butter and jelly, it's Sam Rosen and the New York Rangers. They just go together.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Sam Rosen is New York Rangers hockey. I mean, better part of my childhood was listening to Sam and JD call Ranger games together. And then, JD left, and we all had to get our ears polluted by Joe Micheletti.
Hasn't been the
And,
same. It really hasn't been the
yeah.
same, but at least we've had Sam all those years.
And Sam has had to drag Joe Micheletti along and make him sound somewhat passable for the last 18 years.
But
So, I mean, just for that, Sam deserves, like,
a statue.
yeah.
You
I
should have a
mean,
statue up on the deck by the Lexus suite and the
I
entrance for
mean,
the
they.
Chase Lounge.
They won't rename the bridge the Chase Bridge, but I mean, they got to do something like the Sam Rosen Skyway, something like you have. Like it,
Yeah, there's got to
something.
be, yeah. So.
There, I mean, when you think of the Rangers have been around for going on 100 years, and Sam Rosen has been part of the organization for 40% of that.
Yeah,
So,
it's huge.
I mean, it's it's kind of incredible that so much Ranger history has been seen or called by one person. So, and he's somebody, and at this point, I mean, at this point, Sam's doing it because he loves the organization. He loves the fans. He loves the team. He loves the game. He's not do I can pretty much, and I don't know him, and I don't know this firsthand because I have no firsthand knowledge of anything with Sam Rosen, but I'd be willing to bet he's not doing this gig still for the money.
No,
Pretty,
I think that hasn't been that way for a long time.
yeah. So he's clearly doing it out of love for the game, for the organization, for the fans. And when he does retire, and it's going to be a really sad day when he does retire, because there's no real inherent in-house replacement, it's going to suck. It's really going to
Yeah,
suck.
it's gonna be a huge hole. And
Yeah.
I was and Sterling going, that's where I was thinking, because I mean you think more and more about it, and it's just like holy crap. But all right, not to wrap up on a sad note. Okay. Game one, Sunday. John Brantzy will be there to get everybody going. Did a beautiful job with O Canada, and the anthem, as always, just kills it. Can't wait to see him crush it on Sunday as well. Rangers, Caps. Rangers kick off the series. They kick off their quest to 16. Let's go get taken care of. Let's go eliminate 1994.
Yeah, that's it. Like, there's no other way to really put it. I mean, it's time. 30 years. I mean, we're over halfway, I really don't want to go 54 more years, and I
No,
mean, I
I'm
like
good.
I I'm good. I'm tired of hearing the one cup since World War II bullshit.
As
I
much
I'm
as I
just
love 94, I was 8 when they won.
yeah I dude, I was a kid. I mean,
I'm
look,
ready for another one.
I'm a Met, Jet, Knick, Ranger fan. I've never been able to enjoy one of my teams winning a championship. I don't know what that feeling's like. I don't. I like I
Yeah.
don't. I don't know what that feeling is like. I want to experience it more than anything. The Rangers are my favorite team, as much as I love the Jets. And I mean, I love the Jets. I mean, I have to love the Jets to keep coming back and putting up with
Yeah,
their
I don't
shit
know how
year
you
after
do that
year.
crap. I don't know how you do it, but.
As much as I love the Jets, I tell people all the time, football's my favorite sport, hockey's my religion. This is what the Rangers are, what I live and die with. It's time, man. We never got over that hump with Hank, as much as Hank deserved it. It's time. If they're not gonna do it now, I don't know when it's gonna happen.
Just take care of business. Start on Sunday. Take care of business.
Because then you know what it is. They don't win again this year. It's just like, okay, now you're just becoming the San Jose Sharks.
Don't be, you see, no. We're not closing on a Debbie Downer-ish or
No,
pessimist.
I'm not. I'm just like, it's just this is like,
No,
this
I
has
know
got to
you.
be
There's been
like,
at a certain point, it's put up or shut up time. And
yeah,
this is the best team that this Rangers, I mean, they've done it. They've shown it record wise.
yeah.
This is one of the best seasons. This is the best season in Rangers history with all the adversity that they had. I mean, everything's there. Everything is there. The roadmap is there.
And you
It
know what?
starts.
For this core group, it's time to stop the questions, stop the playing the what if game. I mean, I still live with the, and I think about the what if Matt Zuccarello never gets hurt, what if, what if Chris Kreider scores on any one of those breakaways against LA in 14?
What if
You know,
Nash, the Nash or empty net?
what if Slava Voynov doesn't get his stick on Nash's shot? What if? Like, I'm tired of playing this what if game, thinking about prior failures. Like, it's time, man. They got to get it done. This is the year. I want to get it done this year. And I think this is the group to do it. I think this team, I think there's something. I think they have fought. They're battle tested. They've overcome so much. They know what it takes. And I mean, look, this is where, and I know people get on me about my stuff with Chris Kreider. Chris Kreider wants to shut me up. Dude, you really want to show you're a leader of this organization? Grab the bull by the haunches and drag this team to a Stanley Cup final and win the cup. And I will shut the fuck up forever. Go out, win me a cup.
No, it's a big moment. This is a big season, and there's a lot of underlying things that point to this could be a very special early summer in New York, and just go take care of business. Like I said, you just started off on Sunday. It's 16 games, one game at a time. I know it's all the cliches and all the bullshit, but that's all you can do. They're cliches, but they're true. There's truth to them. That's why they preach it. It's the same thing in anything. I mean, it was the same thing, me playing, in my days playing up into college and things of that. It was one game at a time, one shift, blah, blah, blah. One game. You worry about the game and then you worry about the next one and you go from there and you just start it off. But you want to start it off on the right foot and you want to start it off strong on Sunday. And then you go from there and you take care of business, get past Washington and just keep chipping away.
And
And
I think this is
we'll
the
see
year
where it
for
goes.
Panarin. I think this is the year for Panarin.
Yeah. So.
I think he's eager to show, and I think he's eager to really make Jarre Gallant look like the ass clown that he is,
Oh
and
God,
r
yeah.
really stick it up his ass. I
Yeah.
really do. So I really I there's a lot of good feelings around this team, and I just think they have it. They have what it takes. Now it's just about going out there and getting the job done. So 16 wins, hardest trophy in sport to win. So you and I said it last night as we were leaving the garden. Now the real season can finally begin.
There you
So
go. All right. We will be with you after game two. Game two is Tuesday night. Two nothing series lead
We want
heading
the
down to
cup.
Washington.
We want the cup.
All right, relax.
We want the
Relax.
cup. You know something?
Oh, Lord. So much for being
Games,
a short episode.
couple games in Washington. I don't live too far from DC.
That's true. You are closer to DC than you are NYC.
Yeah, I don't live too far from
And those
DC.
tickets will be a hell of a lot cheaper.
Maybe we get a 30 on Broadway
Oh, Lord.
road trip to
Oh, God.
DC.
We can't take Liz with us. She can't go
Things that
anywhere.
make you
She can't go
things
anywhere in
the
Washington.
no no she no she cannot. No.
Right.
Things
Tuesday.
that make you go,
So much for a short episode where we're a little bit ahead of schedule. We're better than the MTA, that's for sure. We'll see you on Tuesday night when the Rangers are holding a 2-0 series lead over the Capitals.